Thank you for the privilege of relationship. Thank you for the privilege of being called your own. Father, breathe upon this service tonight. Let not one person live here the same day where they have come. We worship you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Welcome to this midweek service. Help me shake three hands and welcome them to God's presence. And to God's presence, worship him, honor him, adore him. Oh Lord, you are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as my precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'll be a fool. You are my all in all. You are my strength. You are my strength. When I am weak, you are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in my all in all. Lift your voice and sing, Jesus. You are the Lamb of God. Worthy is your name. Thank you, Master. We worship you, we honor you, we glorify you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. This night, we are in this season of taking charge in divine healing, health, and wholeness. Divine health, health, liberty, wholeness. Tonight, we shall be looking at channels of divine healing. Channels of divine healing. Our objective tonight is to understand our redemptive channel. Redemptive channels to divine healing and health. Psalm 107 and in verse 20, the Bible said, God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Now, from scripture, there are three things that are clear by way of introduction. One, that God is a healing God. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Exodus 15:26, the Bible said, and he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am your Jehovah Rapha. Second, God wishes above all things that his children be in health. First, he's a healer. Second, he wishes above all things that his children be in health. Actually, that his children prosper and be in health. 3 John verse 2. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That is the desire of God, that his children prosper and they remain in health. Thirdly, God declares healing as the children's bread. Healing is the bread of the children, according to Matthew 15:26. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. When Jesus was referring to the healing of the woman's daughter, the daughter of the Syrophoenician woman, he refers to healing as the bread of the children. If this is the case, and it is the case, that God is a healing God, that God wishes that his children be in health, and that healing is as common as bread for his children, then what are our channels for receiving healing or health? Number one is the channel of his word. Psalm 107 verse 20 said, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The release of the word, whether it is the word you study by yourself or the word you are listening to from a tape or a CD or a message, or the word being preached from the altar, the word is a custodian, a channel, a transmitter of the healing power of God. That makes it very easy, because the word is ever available. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22 and verse 23, the Bible speaking, it said, or I start from verse 20, it said, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So the word of God is life. The word of God is health. All you need to do is to remain on a steady diet of the word. Don't wait for affliction to come first. Don't wait for diseases to come first. Don't wait for arrows of infirmity to come first. Remain on the diet of the word. No wonder he said in Matthew 4 and in verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So our life, our sustenance can be derived from the word. Our life, our liveliness, our health, our wholeness can come out of the word. So we have the channel of the word. Number two is the channel of merriment or joy. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 17 and in verse 22, it said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, But a broken spirit dryeth up the bones. Merriment is medicinal, we have said that. And depression destroys health. Your joy, your excitement, fulfillment, they brings health. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10b, it said the joy of the Lord shall be your strength, is your strength. It's your strength, your health, your vitality, your energy. It's in the joy of the Lord. So everything you do, to enhance your joy will enhance your health. I came across a story some time ago where someone was given a terminal diagnosis and also given a timeline to leave. I believe they said it was six weeks or something. And this person, according to what I read or heard, decided to listen, to watch some excitable, exciting, humorous movies. Neat, clean humor. Neat, clean humor. Something that can make you laugh. He said, at least let me enjoy the rest of my life before I go. Let me be happy. And he laughed and laughed and laughed and kept on laughing. Within 6 weeks, every trace of deadly disease disappeared. That terminal diagnosis left because the joy, there are hormones of happiness in the body, hormones of well-being in the body that assist the body to be whole. The same way that you have hormones of depression that destroys the body system, the same way. And so, this is not just spiritually proven, but medically proven, that joy, excitement is medicinal. It is a channel of merriment, the channel of joy. Number three is the channel of the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, all the way to verse 17. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So the laying on of hands is a means of the release of healing virtue. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Luke chapter 13 and in verse 13, concerning Jesus, that woman that was bound with the spirit of infirmity and came to this temple. The Bible said, and he laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. The laying on of hands. In Luke chapter 4 and in verse 40, we also saw how Jesus laid hands. And now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on them, on every one of them, and healed them. The laying on of hands in Mark chapter 6 and in verse 5, we also saw the laying on of hands. And he laid hands, and he could there do no mighty work, except that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. So the laying on of hands is a channel. Now somebody may say, but that was Jesus laying hands on the people. But he told us in Mark 16:15, in my name you shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. And also he also said that as my Father sent me, so I sent you. So when you are in need of healing, someone can lay hands on you. Someone you trust, if a fellow believer, someone do you know is carrying the anointing, can lay hands on you. As a matter of fact, you can use your faith to lay hands on the part of your body that is afflicted, wherever, and decree that it goes out. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. So we have the channel of the laying on of hands. Number four is the channel of anointing with oil. The channel of anointing with oil. In James chapter 5 and in verse 14, all the way to verse 15, He said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Verse 14 is very critical. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith. So when the anointing with oil is combined with the prayer of faith, it produces healing. It's a channel of healing. Also in Mark chapter 6, when Jesus sent out his disciples, in verse 13, the Bible said, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Many that were sick. So the anointing with oil is a channel. Whether it is on yourself or on your loved ones or on people, it is a scriptural channel for the healing of the sick. Anointing, the channel of anointing with oil. Number 5 is the channel of the communion. The channel of the communion is a channel. In the book of John chapter 6 verse 53, all the way to verse 56, Jesus speaking said, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He said, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I dwell in him. He is in me, and I am in him. And the life of Jesus is a sickless life. It's a sickless life. So the communion is a channel of divine healing and divine health. Now in Psalm 105, the Bible gives us an account of how the children of Israel came out of Egypt in verse 37. It said, it brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. There was not one sick person. How were they? Why was this possible? There was not one sick person among their tribes, because before they came out, all of them took the Passover, which was the form of the communion in the Old Testament. They took the Passover. The Bible says, Christ, our Passover, is crucified for us. All right? So the Passover is the equivalent of the communion in the Old Testament. And they had that Passover, and that cleaned out affliction from every of them. There was not one feeble person among their tribes. Even today, as we take the communion, we have seen healings, we have seen deliverances, we have seen demonic things flushed out of people. It is a channel of healing. Number 6 is the channel of the gift of healing. There is the gift of healing, where God gives people healing gifts. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in verse 9, where the Bible was enumerating the gifts of the Spirit, it said, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. So there is the gifts of healing that people carry, that people are gifted with. When a man carries the healing gift, healing happens effortlessly and naturally. It is literally like everywhere he shows up, the healing grace is available. Declarations of the word can happen and the healings can happen. In the days of the healing revival, Ora Roberts said that healing was so easy and so effortless because it appeared like healing was in the climate, it was in the air. Because God had gifted men like Ora Roberts, T.L. Osborne, men like William Branham, A. Allen, Jaco, and so forth. All of them carried the gifts of healing and the working of miracles. So the climate was supercharged. That is what happened where there is the gift of healing. In the operation of the gifts of healing, the people, all they need to do is show up and believe in God, and then the healings happen. Now in Acts chapter 15 verse 14 to 15, we saw Peter walking on the streets of Jerusalem with the gift of healing. And Acts chapter 5 verse 14 and 15, and he didn't even need to speak or do anything. All that the people needed to do was to show up. The Bible said, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. And then in so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And the Bible said, next verse, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every single one. Everyone was healed. This was a man moving with the gifts of healing, saturated the air with that gift of healing, and then the miracles happened. So healings can happen when a man is under the gift of healing. Let me give you an illustration of this situation. I heard the story that in the ministry of William Branham, a woman kept getting healed and going and coming back and getting healed and going and coming back and with the same affliction. And then one day, this man told her, now go to Kenneth Hagin's ministry. Let him teach you the word so that your healing can be established. So this man was... This is an illustration of two different types of healing. The woman was healed by the gifts of healing, and at times the word of knowledge flowing with the gift of healing. But she kept on returning back with the same affliction because the sickness was returning, because the faith from the word to keep the sickness away was not there. So he said, you know what? You've been healed and you're coming back all the time. Now go to Kenneth Hagin. Let him teach you the word so that you are not only healed, but you can maintain the healing. So here we see the different gifts working together. In the gift of healing, the gifts of healing, and then the release of the word. So we have the channel of the gift of healing that happens for people to be healed. And then number 7 is the channel of imparted materials. Imparted materials, especially clothing materials. Imparted materials, in brackets you can handkerchiefs and aprons, imparted materials. In Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, the Bible speaking talked about Paul the apostle. He said, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Handkerchiefs or aprons were the channel through which the power of God flowed through to people from the ministry of Paul. In Mark chapter 5, we saw the woman with the issue of blood from verse 25 all the way to verse 29. The Bible speaking concerning Mark 5, 25 to 29, a certain woman with the issue of blood, the Bible said he came in the press and she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And she touched and the issue of blood stopped. She touched the garment. That is, the healing was flowing through the cloth that Jesus wore. That was healing flowing through the cloth that Jesus wore. In Luke chapter 6, verse 18 to verse 19, we saw how Jesus came into the regions and they that were vexed with unclean spirit, and they were healed. And then verse 19 said, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. They were struggling for him because virtue was transmitted through his body. Now, look at the healing by laying on of hands, and then healing by materials. This is how it is. It is like the laying on of hands is like connecting electricity onto a device, like an electric lamp. You plug it to the wall, and then the light comes on. That is the equivalent of laying on of hands. That is the current is flowing straight. The one with the handkerchief that you take away is like the same lamp, not connected to electricity now, but serviced by a battery. Okay? The cloth material is like storing the virtue inside a material that is like a battery. So the lamp can either come on when you connect it to the wall or when you charge it with the battery. The most important thing is that the current is transmitted through any of those means. Hallelujah. So this is how it works. And I believe that someone here today, the power of God is coming upon you. So we have gone through 7 channels of divine healing. Number 1, we said, is the channel of the word of God. Number 2, is the channel of merriment or joy. Number 3, is the channel of laying on of hands. Number 4, is the channel of the anointing with oil. Number 5, is the channel of the communion. Number 6, is the channel of the gifts of healing. Number 7, is the channel of imparted materials, handkerchiefs and aprons. Now, the minimum of 3 of those channels shall function here tonight. The first one is the channel of the word which you just heard. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So I speak right now, everyone who came in here with any form of infirmity, any form of affliction, any form of disease, whatever is in your body, by the release of this word, I declare they are cursed to their roots. The affliction is cursed and sent back to hell. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I declare you healed and whole. In Jesus' precious name. The communion will be taken tonight. It's another channel of healing. And I declare today that God's power will flow through this communion, and whatever is not of God in your body is going to be flushed out. By the time this word is over, which is now, we are going to proceed into praise, which is going to give us the channel of joy. Just be excited. Just celebrate. I believe that there's nothing the enemy puts in your body today that will remain with you, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. When you come to church on Sunday, I'm sure we'll walk with the other channel, which is the gifts of healing. We trust God that God will bring healings and bring liberty by every means to everyone in the service on Sunday, starting from today. But you know what? The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth thy iniquities. The iniquities must be forgiven before the sicknesses will be healed. Anywhere you are, you are in need of forgiveness of sins, surrender of your life to Jesus. Place your hand on yourself and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and not turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I know you prayed that prayer, and I know you will never be the same. Let's know that you prayed. Ensure that you send us your details so that we can follow you up and assist you. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we are going to jump up on our feet and celebrate God for the next 8 minutes. 8 stands for a new beginning. After that, we'll step into a very aggressive and brutal intercessory session. And then we'll step into the communion. Hallelujah. Somebody blessed today, shout the loudest amen. Stand up on your feet and give the Lord the praise, the shout of praise. Right now I see all manner of back conditions getting healed. Paraspinal situation on the right side of the spine, the lower spine is getting healed. Lower spinal condition is getting healed. Knees are getting healed. Eyes are getting cleared as well. Migraine is going right now. Cancer is dying on that right breast right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is, celebrate. Dance away your affliction. Dance away the pain. Dance away. Celebrate away the migraine. Celebrate away the hypertension, the diabetes. Celebrate away every affliction sent from hell to you. And today is your day, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead in the celebration of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.